Proclamation number 6464 of 31st of January, 1956. Soul substances. Whatever causes you to doubt shall also be clarified for you, because every uncertainty of your own is an obstacle to being able to represent the truth with conviction. Therefore, as long as you live on earth, it is necessary to give you clarification through the word, whereas in the spiritual kingdom this clarification can reach you in a flash as soon as you are receptive to light. Then you will only need to touch a thought and also stand in brightest realization. Then spiritual will be radiated through by spiritual. Everything that was created is spiritual emanation of strength from me. For nothing could be without this strength of love which I shaped according to my will, to which I gave form, which I set apart from me. Thus it was a self-aware being which recognized itself and was also able to recognize that which had originated like it in me, which was perfect like it. One being was perceptible to another being, every being radiated incomparable beauty and could be seen and felt by the other beings as something immensely pleasing, which was only a reflection of all beings which I had freely placed out of me as independent. Once created, they could never ever pass away. But they could change within themselves. And this change happened through the fall of man, through the former apostasy of those beings from me. The radiant light dimmed, it constantly diminished, it lost luminosity the further it moved away from me, but the being nevertheless remained, because power emanating from me can never pass away. Only this strength was no longer active. It had come to a standstill due to the fallen being's will. But a standstill means activity that has come to a standstill. It means a persistence in the same stage, that is, a certain hardening of that which was originally created for life, for unrestricted activity. This stagnation process was the result of the inhibited effect of strength, and innumerable accumulations of such ineffective centers of strength now arose in infinity, but to which my will now gave a purpose. This strength should not remain inactive because this was contrary to my eternal order, but since the beings themselves misused their abundance of strength, since in free will they rejected my flow of strength of love and thus completely hardened themselves through their own fault, I now reshape this hardened spiritual substance. I dissolved it into innumerable particles and gave each of these particles a purpose. And thus creation came into being, whose original substance is thus, power that once emanated from me, whose effectiveness was taken away by the will of the beingness, which led to its complete hardening into something which became visible through my will, thus into matter, which is therefore basically spiritual substance. The same which came forth from me is emanation of strength. But these substances can also experience the process of re-transformation again. They can constantly refine and spiritualize themselves more and more so that they finally unite again to produce the same original spiritual being which once emerged from me free and in abundance of light and strength. The aim I want to achieve for all fallen spiritual beings. The fact that my strength of love remains inactive is something so contrary to the eternal order that I will constantly let creations arise in order to change this hardened state of the spiritual being. And thus this spiritual being in opposition will be deprived of its free will and determined to be active in the law of compulsion which, however, adapts itself to the resistance the spiritual being still offers me. Nevertheless, this resistance slowly diminishes and the strength increasingly betrays its effectiveness. But the activity carried out in the state of must has no lasting success apart from the maturing of the spiritual. They are only illusory values which arise and only exist until their purpose is fulfilled, to cause the spiritual to become active so that the strength is utilized, which constantly emanates into infinity, because my strength will never stop giving itself away. But only in a completely spiritualized state will it be felt as an unspeakably blissful ray of love, but then it will also impel an activity which cannot be compared or made comprehensible to any earthly activity. Amen.